Well, it wasn't a great game on Friday, and that's why it's taken us a little time to get to it. But the big story is that Oregon is number one in the country this week in football.
So what happens when you bludgeon Purdue and then the number one team kind of S's the bed against Georgia?
You're talking about your helmet!
Yeah, that game was lame.
Yeah.
I mean lame.
Were we talking about the Texas game? Were we
No, I'm sorry, the Purdue game.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to talk about Oregon here.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty.
The worst thing that happened at Purdue was the Duck mascot losing his head. Did you see that?
Yeah. Ran into a friendly fire, ran into another Ducks player coming out of the tunnel.
There's nothing worse that could happen to a mascot than losing the head. Like, all panic ensues.
Yeah, and he put it right back on real fast, but he looked like a kind of a long-haired bro in there.
Well, we've talked about it. Like, Buck has known the Duck before.
When I was at school, there were six different people that served as the Duck for various events, whether it was like fundraising or different athletic departments. So my buddy was the Duck for track and field and women's basketball, but definitely not the football Duck. That's the special Duck.
How many Ducks do you think there are now?
I don't know. Probably a couple more, but I feel like the main one is the one that gets all the run these days. It's like the one that shows up on game day and football games.
Yeah, and they interview him even though he can't talk.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Do they unveil him? Like, I know South Carolina Cocky is theirs.
Whoa.
Well, they're the Gamecocks.
That's his name?
Yeah. And then at the end of the season, they do a big reveal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you get to take the hat off and be like, aha!
It was me
all along.
Lock, get all cocked, the chicks ready to rock.
Although the last one was actually a gal.
Or dudes.
Yeah. So you can be like, hey, I was cocky the entire time.
Well,
they signed like an NDA. You're not even allowed to tell like your friends that you're.
Yeah, you're not supposed to. I knew that was a thing at Kansas too.
Yeah.
This is the first number one overall ranking for the Ducks since 2012.
Mm-hmm.
They are 6-1 as the number one team. They lost in 2012. There's that promo running of Dirt and Sprague. You know, Dirt's a big Ducks fan.
Yes, he is.
And he said it makes him nervous being number one. And it probably should.
Really?
Well, it's not normal territory for Oregon. You know, I mean, this is not like, this is a whole other level. Like being.
Is there any difference between being 2-1? Like.
Well, yeah, kind of. Number one, like that's a. I mean, staying there is hard, as we have seen.
Yeah.
So they lost. So they were number one in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the game that they lost to Stanford in overtime.
Yep. 17-14.
Yep. And that they were number one for all of 1 week.
So that did not last very long. Well, I mean, you got Illinois, right? So, I mean, I guess, like, when you look on the schedule, it's a test.
Well, they have several tests left. The question is I was thinking about this watching Texas-Georgia. If the Ducks take a rough loss like Texas did, and that wasn't just a loss, they got punched.
Yeah.
If the Ducks take that, and I don't know who can give that to them, but is it the worst thing if they get one of those?
No, I mean, especially now in this world that we're living in the playoff, I mean, obviously you want to try to win your conference title because that gets you the bye. Because it's one less elite team that you have to play. But yeah, let's say everything's cruising along. You're number one in the country. And I don't know, Wisconsin, right? Who can't make the Big Ten title game. They give you one of those. Is it the worst thing? No.
What if Michigan does? You know, and I think Michigan's...
Oh, Michigan's so wonderful.
They're the new most overrated team every year. They're going to be. Now that they won the championship...
Yeah.
Every year, Michigan is going to be the most overrated team.
Michigan is not very good.
Because they won a championship.
Yes. This is not the same Michigan team. Far from it. But yeah.
Like, but they...
Yeah, if you lose that game, nothing is over. Could it serve as a wake-up call? I guess it would only be viewed as a positive thing if you felt like maybe you took your eye off the ball and maybe you were having some games where things weren't going that great. But I don't know. I just get the sense, and maybe I'm completely out in left field, Lanning doesn't really seem like the sort of guy that's going to allow that to happen. But we shall see, because like you said, they are number one.
No coach allows it to happen. Yeah, it's just something that happens.
Yeah.
And I just don't... I mean, look, they are fast-tracking to the Big 12, Big Ten title game.
Yes.
I mean, and the schedule is favorable. Like, dude, this is coming up roses for Oregon so far.
Yeah.
And I'm with you that I feel like the staff, you know, this just doesn't feel like another year where, like, you're just waiting for the other shoe to drop. They're just damn good. Yeah. At every level, and they have a staff that's not, like you said, it's not going to let them.
Yeah, those first 2 weeks
take their eye off the ball.
The first 2 weeks were kind of wonky. They were very, very wonky, and since then, I will give them credit. They have improved pretty much each and every week, and they just they look really good and they look trustworthy.
One loss, it's just not going to kill them.
Nah.
And so maybe it becomes one of those things where, you know, you're reading your own press clippings and a Michigan or Wisconsin sneaks up on you, maybe even Illinois this week. I don't know. But even if they lose one game, they could still finish ranked number one and they could still finish winning the Big Ten and get a top four seed.
To me, the goal has to, obviously, is the playoff, but the goal is to win the Big Ten. If you get to the Big Ten title game, everything that you want is still in front of you. Because once you, if you get the bye, who cares who's the higher seed when it comes to playing in the neutral site bowl games? So in this world, winning the conference title is by far the most important thing. So when you look at the Big Ten championship game, if you just have one loss in the conference and you've already got a tiebreaker of Ohio State, one would think that that puts you into the Big Ten title game. So
I wonder if they're going to be playing Indiana in Indianapolis.
Boy, wouldn't that be something.
In the Big Ten title game.
Wouldn't that be something.
That'd be awesome.
Did you hear the little nugget from Dusty that the Ducks stayed in the... They stayed when they went to Purdue in Indianapolis to do essentially a dress rehearsal for that game, the same
you
hotel
they'd be? If you ever listened to our show, you would know that that has already been mentioned by us.
Yes, we did.
Today?
No,
last week.
Last week.
But well, I don't remember last week.
You know, it's funny when you look at Ohio State. Like, Oregon has a very favorable schedule. They're going to be significant favorites over every team that they play. What's the Illinois line?
21.
21. And by the way, I think that's the only ranked team left on their schedule.
That's high.
So
it feels high.
I don't know what they'll be ahead of Wisconsin, and maybe Wisconsin's ranked at the time. But right now, Illinois is the only ranked team. They're favored by 21. Where Ohio State still has at Penn State, and they do get Indiana. I mean, they have Michigan too, but right now Michigan feels like a road apple. They got Nebraska. Nebraska just got boat race. So it feels like when you look at Oregon, would you say that Illinois, Wisconsin, maybe, I guess Michigan, like there just isn't anything that really scares you. Whereas if you're Ohio State at Penn State and then the one against Indiana is like, oh my God. And here's the thing about Ohio State with one conference loss, that Indiana game or the Penn State could loom really, really large in that, you stub your toe somewhere else along the way, there's a good chance you're not playing in the Big Ten title game. That's the same thing like what happened like in the SEC when you lose two games. You know, so I think Ohio State's schedule is way more challenging, and you don't have the luxury of having a mulligan in your pocket like Oregon does.
I think that one's coming up in just 2 weeks, that Ohio State Penn State game. I think it's going to precede the Ducks Michigan game on the TV schedule.
Well, I always love to look at if the college football playoff started today bracket.
Mm-hmm.
Oregon would be the one, and they would play the winner of Tennessee LSU.
Yeah.
That would be the 8-9 game.
Mm-hmm.
And then on their side of the bracket, Penn State Boise State winner would play Iowa State.
Mm. Wouldn't that be something?
So you would have to beat LSU or Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
and then you would get either Penn State, Iowa State, or Boise State to go to the, I guess it would be the final.
Yeah. Yeah. I just think this year, with being the first year of the playoff and the way it doesn't feel like there's these dominant teams.
In other words, Georgia, Texas, and Ohio State are all on the other side of the bracket.
Yeah.
Or at least if it ended today.
I just think it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out because it doesn't feel like there's dominant teams in college football. It feels like there's a lot of vulnerability and it's the first year that we get a 12-team bracket. So maybe we actually get some NCAA basketball vibes where, you know, maybe we get one of the big boys, the Oregons, Ohio States, or whoever wins a national championship. But, you know, maybe we get some early upsets. Maybe we do get an Iowa State.
BYU maybe over we get Ohio
a
BYU, State.
Boise State. What if Boise State finds a way in? And if you watch that Boise State-Oregon game, Boise State should have won that. What if we have Boise State that gets to knock off Georgia in the opening round? Even if Boise State doesn't do anything after that. Boy, the college football, for all the people wanting to crap on it, sign me up for this all day long.
Oh, this whole thing's great.
It's going to be great.
Each race is great. These Power Four League races are great.
Yeah.
The only thing that kind of sucks is the unbalanced schedules.
Yeah.
Because it's just kind of a crapshoot who plays who.
Yeah.
Because Oregon's getting a pretty good break on the schedule outside of Ohio State. We said that at the start of the year.
Yeah.
Their schedule set up really nicely, particularly getting Ohio State at home.
Yeah, because you look at the way it played out that, you know, Michigan isn't very good. I mean, Michigan's flat out bad. Wisconsin's having a wonky year.
Well, you thought Michigan was your second toughest game.
Exactly. Washington's having a down year.
I think Illinois might be your second toughest game.
It's possible.
Or it's Boise State.
That actually,
what the hell?
To be fair, it's probably that. It's probably Boise State. We just didn't realize it at the time.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's kind of amazing how far down the list that Michigan game has fallen.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we've been into that and what they're out of the, they're not even top 25 anymore.
Yeah, no. But be careful. That's
still
the
tough
thing about being number one.
Yep.
You go into the big house, they'll rise up for 1 week.
Dude, their offense is
it's bad.
So bad. I mean, it is. I mean, I just, it shocks me. I say this all the time in college football. I struggle when I watch college football teams, especially a team like Michigan, who clearly can recruit, their inability to find anyone, and I mean anyone that can throw the football, it's just, it shocks me how many college football teams are like this. But, I mean, Michigan's offense is just, it's beyond dreadful. So, as of right now, it stands, I mean, Michigan just doesn't pose a threat to any real balanced team. And by the way, let's also point out that USC did it again.
Oh, yeah.
And choked away another one.
We'll get to that. Hopefully today, but I doubt it. I mean, it's already 5:30, broski.
Yeah, it's going quick.
We've got a whole load of college football talk tomorrow.
I do love loads of college football.
So you should tune in.
By the way, my Bucks look really good right now against the Ravens.
But up next, Deshaun Watson. Is he done for good? Complete with audio. Here's Buck.